the 12th of Kislev and the 20th of November. Okay, we're on page Lamed Dalad in the L.A. Shore, quoting a piece from Sefer Yashar Rabbein Tam, which is a classic piece, which gives us a lot of chizuk. Again, I'll read from the beginning of it on page Lamed Dalad. Kol maska lasa shum maisa, anybody begins any, let's say, undertaking, emiyelova maisa hu shum hano, if he has any pleasure from that activity, tikonis b'hataiva. Desire for it will enter him. Any activity that yields any pleasure, so it brings a love first into his heart. But the point is, it fluctuates. Then it leaves, and he rejects it. There's a sense of sinna. And then after a while, that will leave. And so does it vacillate or change constantly. Yosur ha echad v'yavah hasheni. One leaves and the second comes. Acham tia hana ha ovid b'avodosa gedola. But if the person who is serving has great benefit from it, v'yesh lo seichel. I don't think he's using seichel exactly the way we use it colloquially, like common sense, but he means like maskil. He means he's a person of deep understanding. Tamur ha'ava yamim rabin. Hasina yamim mispar. Then the love will last a long time, and those what we could call times when you're off, when you're down, when it's uninspiring, are much more limited. V'imlo yielo seichel tov, but if he doesn't have seichel tov, v'imlo ba'avodoso ana gadol, he doesn't really enjoy what he's doing. Az yavo olav mimena hanoa mitzad echad, and muhuma mitzad echad. Then he really is going to have some hanoa from one perspective, one side, but muhuma is like, he's confounded, he's agitated. Tamod ha'ava yamim mu'otim v'asina tarech yamim. This state that he calls ava, which again we would say like when you're on and when you're off, the period when he's on is very limited and the down periods are much longer. V'kashi yischalfu kamim rabbos, and when this will happen numerous times, they'll switch off a lot. Im yischadshu la'adam chidushim tovim v'avadaso, if there's something new, there are new experiences, new feelings toward it, something that comes new, az tosif ha'ava v'tigdal, then it will become greater, if those are good things. V'mizchatshu dvarim ra'im, if he has negative encounters, it's his job and he doesn't like his boss, or something like that. Tosif ha'sina, then the opposite. V'mol yizchadish b'avod adavin, if there's nothing new, it remains as it was. Yishneim shavim ad yavah sechel yechriya b'neim. So then it's not newness of experience that makes it either better or worse. It's his own view of it. It's seichel. It's his insight. Seichel tells him this is such an important endeavor, this is such a great opportunity, even if the experience of it hasn't changed, but his view of it can change.
So seichel comes after hanah and after new highs.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's a very strong seichel, it can... It can be the strongest factor, but it's not so easy. Which is really why we talk about the importance of enjoying Torah mitzvahs, because it's a lot easier to be actuated to do it if you enjoy it than it is to always have to come from a sense of just seichel, I must, you know, I should, this is what makes sense. Once we reveal, he calls it a sod, a secret of ava and sinna. No, so Baal Avodah has to recognize at the outset of it, at the onset of his service, ki ava v'hasina nilchamim shneim, that they're fighting. Pam yigbar echad, pam yigbar hasheni. Sometimes this one's stronger, sometimes that one's stronger. V'alkein ein tzarech b'tchilas avodah liyos choshesh im yakutzbo. Therefore, at the beginning of avodah, he shouldn't be concerned if he like rejects it. Right, Rishki Menu said, "Katzti v'chaya" means like to be rejecting of something, to be almost disgusted. Kizeh mishpat ha'ava b'tchilasa. That's the nature. Mishpat of something means it's natural laws. That's the nature of initial love. Kisagi el ha'tachlis yadua v'techtal. It reaches a certain climax and then it ceases.
What's it called? Kashos. Beginnings are harder.
Fleeting.
Yeah, I think he's talking about beyond the beginning. He's talking about, you know, a person working so into something, and this happens in Bnei Yeshiva all the time. It's like, I can't believe it. I'm not into it anymore. Right. I think it's the biggest problem. Yeah, things happen. He should return, he should strengthen himself, and he'll be new like an eagle. And then if the love gets weaker and the sinner gets stronger, al yia noash bavoda, he shouldn't be despondent. That's from the word yish. Rak yeda ki leketzi yom tiskalef. This too shall pass. It's a down, he's in a rut. It's not going to last forever. Al kain tzarech hamaskel berosu ki tikonis asinah belibo v'yokitz bavoda. And therefore, a person who is wise, when he sees that the sin is coming into his heart, the val yaniach kol hamasa. So he says something very important here. He shouldn't abandon the whole thing. All right, this is just not a good week. No more. I'm just off today, so I'm closing the book. I'm walking away from it. He's not supposed to do that. Ki im yaniach hakol yovad miyado. Because if he puts it down altogether, it will be lost from his hand. But if he holds on to it partially, he's not on now, he's not able to do what he could do when he's at a better state of being, but if he can hold on, if he can fight a defensive battle, at least at this point, he won't lose what he has. End quote. With this, the Sefer HaYashar envelops or encapsulates all of the tkufos that pass upon us in Avodas Hashem. Hinenu lomda mikan, we learn from here, ki chiluf matzave haruach dabar tivihu. Changes. And again, chiluf has this concept of like vacillating, of switching back and forth, of one's, you could call that spiritual circumstances, but it's more like your emotional circumstances is natural. Ve'ein lehis yayish klal be'hagei yemei hasina. And one should not at all be misyayish when what he calls the yemei hasina come. You also have that warning he gave us at the end. One should not step out of avoda entirely. Quote, if he abandons everything, he'll lose it. He has to know how to do this. He has to know how to lighten his burden a little bit. Cut himself some slack. But he should hold on to it in part. At any price. Because then he will not lose what he's already achieved. We also learn what things can make the ava stronger than the sinna, which is a worthy goal. Enjoying it. And novelty, but positive novelty. Every pleasure and everything that's new, again in a positive sense, and ruchnius make the ava stronger. However, even without anything new, it was the same block gemara, it was the same shemona esrei, and I didn't have any new experience today. Still, kasher ava vasina meshamshes biravuvia. When these two states of being, he borrows a phrase from pre-maisa bracious, when you had light and darkness together, but it wasn't clearly defined, so it's a mishmash. I don't have. They're both factors in my feelings. Yuchal adam lachriya ba'atzma b'inan. So he can be the one who's machriya himself. Ba'hasechel v'yachriya. Sechel, again, not meaning common sense, but insight. It can be machriya. Ketzad machriya ha'sechel ha'so. Kasher hashkafaso brura. V'achlatosu nechusha. When he has, let's say, a clearly defined shkafa and resolve. That living without ruchnius is not life. And that necessarily, there's no choice. He has to study Torah and he has to elevate himself in mitzvos and midos. So that's going to push him toward the side of having what we call cheshek, having desire. So even without having any new experience, and without feeling hana necessarily in his Torah. Ulam yediyah zu levada, ki yischalfus yemei ava v'asina davar tivihu. However, just this knowledge alone, sometimes just telling people that that's normal, is a big chizuk, so he's saying just the knowledge alone that it's normal to have ups and downs, that's natural. V'kocha l'hafik harbim en hayyish v'atzus. It itself can do a lot to calm down the sense of despondence and sadness. The gam b'hatkifa yitzhak kashos. He's talking about sometimes you have a bad day or a bad week. Sometimes you're into it. I'm glad you don't know what he's talking about, but some of us have better times and worse times.
You were so much more positive.
Just a thought, it would seem that when we're having a down day and a struggle, and we do the abortive, that's extremely precious and a shame.
Dennis makes another point that also the avoda we do when we're not feeling it happens to be tremendous, you know, the from Tzara Agra, which is a point that Sfarim make in other places, which is very worthy also, which can be a chizuk to push ahead.
Is he saying in all disciplines, the gym, your learning, your family? Like,
well, the Sefer Yesh is saying it's a phenomenon and all, but what's relevant to us is Torah and Mitzvahs. It happens with other things too, but the application that's relevant to us is Torah and Mitzvahs.
And he's saying to overcome it, what I'm hearing the Chiddush to me is that sometimes just like Rambam says, Osei Emes Mitnei Shivua Emes. He's not saying that.
Well, I think that's really what Seichel is. If I have a clearly, you know, most things we do in life, it's because we did them yesterday. Okay. That's not every day of my thinking. You know, it's because Hashem created, you know, not contemplating everything, but sometimes recontemplating, why am I here and why am I doing this, and developing that strongly, even if emotionally he doesn't feel it right now, and for other reasons he doesn't feel it right now, but if he can redefine what's my mission statement and why, just from Seichel, that can also take him very far.
And also just realizing that things pass, that this right. passes, that right. tomorrow will seem like a clearer day, and my
so how do you? How
yeah,
do
a lot of times people just realizing it's not a permanent state of being.
How do you tell yourself?
I'll be in touch for when we're back, probably a week from Friday.
How do you tell yourself? That's